One of God's greatest, most complex creations is the human mind. Our brains are able to come up with thoughts in an almost constant stream that are meant to keep us, you know, alive. Keeping control of this persistent line of thoughts is an essential responsibility as a Christian. We need to avoid ungodly thoughts and focus on pure, godly thoughts. Although maintaining control of our thoughts may feel impossible, we always have God's word to rely on. Controlling our thoughts first starts with avoiding selfish thoughts or relying on our own wisdom. As difficult as it is, our thoughts should not be focused entirely on ourselves. I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't take care of yourself or neglect all of your needs. I'm saying that as Christians, we need to be extremely conscientious of what we are thinking about ourselves and how it affects us. Paul emphasizes this in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. He warns against becoming too prideful and thinking you're all that in a bag of chips. If we rely on a mind full of prideful thoughts, it could cause us to stumble. This could lead to more trouble in the future if we continue to follow our own lead instead of God's. Solomon emphasizes this concept in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. This verse reads, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." Trusting our own instincts by only following either our pride or what we think is best is a dangerous practice to get into. Rather than having sinful thoughts, we need to instead think of God and the many blessings he has given us. This will help us to redirect our minds to a more Christ-like mindset. Now, some of us may not struggle with pride as much as others. We may be the complete opposite and think too little of ourselves rather than too much of ourselves. Romans 12:3 also emphasizes this point. The Bible addresses this kind of thinking frequently. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 is a very prominent example of this. It reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Constantly focusing our minds on worrying thoughts can draw our focus away from God. We need to consider what Jesus says in both Luke chapter 12, verses 25 through 26, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Matthew's account of this reads, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Luke's account reads, "And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest?" Luke's account provides an illustration for the futility of worrying. No amount of overthinking or creating scenarios can change the outcome of a given situation. We need to do as instructed in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and cast all of our cares upon Jesus. In doing so, we can keep our minds focused on Christ rather than our worldly problems. Redirecting the focus of our thoughts, either from prideful or worrisome thoughts, is a difficult task. Trying to get yourself to stop thinking about something is daunting, but not impossible. It's easier to divert our attention to a more biblical mindset than trying to force ourselves to stop thinking about something. In other words, finding a method to change the content of our thoughts to godly attributes should be the goal of any Christian. One way to lessen the focus on ourselves is to instead use our energy and thoughts to care for our brethren. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another." We should have that desire to help one another that this verse emphasizes. We could also first accomplish this by exalting one another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2 says, "Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." So if we aren't supposed to praise ourselves, we should instead uplift others. Make an effort to look out for and encourage one another. Instead of focusing on our sinful and ungodly thoughts, we can exalt and encourage our fellow brethren. This concept can also be found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Being a support for our brethren can help us to steer our minds away from unwanted thoughts. Don't try to force yourself away from unwanted thoughts. Instead, look out for each other as these verses instruct. We can also serve one another as a method for redirecting our thoughts. This can be seen in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. This verse reads, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. In every opportunity we can, we should serve our fellow Christians to show our love to them." Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 also emphasizes this point. It says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Serving and supporting each other shows our agape and phileo love towards our brethren. Being there for one another can strengthen each person and continue to help to redirect your own mind and their minds towards Christ. Not focusing on our sinful thoughts is an important responsibility as a Christian that can be made easier through supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ. I do want to clarify again that not focusing on your selfish thoughts doesn't mean neglecting yourself and your needs. All it means is creating a mindset based on Christ and not ourselves. Another method to developing this mindset is to focus on godly things and not worldly things. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 emphasizes the importance of focusing on godly thoughts. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Our actions as Christians should not be conformed to this world, and neither should our thoughts. In order to work towards this, Christians should avoid evil at all costs. There are a plethora of verses in the Bible that advise against either avoiding or departing from evil. Job says in Job chapter 28, verse 28, "To depart from evil is understanding." David specifies in Psalm 34, 14, "To depart from evil and instead seek peace." While these verses, as well as Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, emphasize the importance of departing from evil, it is infinitely more important to avoid evil at all costs. Trying to focus on godly thoughts can be prohibited by becoming involved with extremely worldly things or situations. Avoiding evil should be a high priority for any Christian. We should follow the example in Psalm 119, 101, which says, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word." They're not just departing from evil in this verse, they're avoiding it entirely. James chapter 1, verses 21 also addresses this important instruction. It says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." James does not say some wickedness, he says all. This can also be seen in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, which says, "Abstain from every form of evil, not some, not most, every single one." In order to keep our thoughts focused on God, we need to avoid wickedness at all costs. We can also keep our thoughts pure by redirecting them to godly things. Paul outlines what we need to focus in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Our thoughts need to reflect these attributes that Paul outlines, and they need to be exhibited through our actions. This concept is seen in 3 John 11, which says, "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God." We also need to live soberly, as it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and Titus chapter 2, verse 12. The Greek word for soberly in these verses, sophroneo, does not refer to sober in the sense of being not drunk. It means to be of sound mind. In other words, we need to be wise in our thoughts. This involves loving the things of God and not the things of the world, as it says in 1 John 2:15. Our thoughts should focus on godly things in order to maintain and preserve our souls. Psalm 47:10 says that God preserves the souls of his saints. We can maintain this preservation by focusing on godly things instead of sinful thoughts. We need to reflect the thoughts of the righteous seen in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5. Through a continual effort to focus on godly things, we can preserve our souls, as indicated in Proverbs 16:17. Every thought we have should work towards God and our relationship with him. Our daily mindset should be to grow closer with God. Being pure in our thoughts should be a main priority because Matthew 5, chapter 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We can strengthen our relationship with God and others by imitating Christ, as seen in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Strengthening our relationship also entails focusing on heaven, as it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." By focusing on heaven, we can further redirect our thoughts away from worldly things to godly things. The end of Romans chapter 12 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." We need to take this verse and apply it directly to how we think as Christians. Instead of allowing evil to dominate our thoughts, we should train our mind to improve daily our relationship with God. Thank you.